When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I hope you're having a great day. If you are a new listener, welcome to the pod fam. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back, you guys. Welcome to another episode. On today's quick solo episode, I want to talk about the concept of time because it's something that I've been thinking a lot about and talking a lot about with friends. And so I wanted to jump on the podcast and talk about it with you too. So we'll dive into that. But I also wanted to do some quick life updates because I feel like I have a few and I want to share it with you guys, because I kind of tease some life updates on stories, and that's where I'm like very active with filling you guys in on my life more regularly. But the podcast is like another little separate nook. It's like a separate little space where I can tell you guys what's been going on. So that being said, first exciting life update is that I'm leaving for 6 weeks of travel today. I'm actually leaving for the airport in like 3 hours. And basically, the reason I'm traveling for 6 weeks is that Pedro has been working a specific job and he got a new job. And he had the option of starting the new job in the middle slash end of January and ending his job in the first week of December, which would give him essentially a month and a half of time off between his jobs. And he had the option of starting the new job in November, but I was like, why don't you just start in January and then we can just travel for a month since we didn't get the chance to travel that much in the summer? And so that's what we decided to do. And I'm actually really, really excited. I'm also kind of anxious and nervous, which happens to me sometimes before a trip, especially a long trip. But it's also really exciting because I love traveling. I have this like wanderlust inside of me and I love going to new places and old places and experiencing them in new ways. And so we are going to France, Switzerland, and Italy. We're meeting his family in Switzerland, but the rest of the time will be just me and Pedro. And then we are going to Brazil for Christmas, spending it with his family. And then we're going to go to Spain with my family for New Year's. And that's going to be really fun. We're going to the south of Spain and to a bunch of new places in Spain I've never been to. I've also never been to Switzerland, so I'm excited about that. It's going to be so cold, but it'll be really beautiful, I'm sure. And then we are also going to be going to a few spots in Italy that I've always wanted to go back to and go to. We're going to Lake Como and Florence, and then we're also going to Rome. And if you guys don't know this about me, I was studying abroad in Milan when COVID hit, and I had to go back home to Florida. And my abroad basically got cut short and I didn't get to travel a lot in Italy, which I had really wanted to do. And Italy holds a special place in my heart. And I actually haven't gone back to Italy since March 2020. So that's probably what I'm most excited for, because I love Italy and Italian culture and everything Italian, especially the food. So I think that's going to be just really lovely. And I'm excited for every single aspect of the trip. I just think it's going to be so awesome. And yeah, that's like the biggest life update. But kind of tangential to that, I feel like November has been such a hustle and bustle month for me, because I was home in Florida for Thanksgiving and I ended up staying there for a longer period of time. So I was there for like almost 20 days, got back to New York on Tuesday this week, and then today's Friday and I'm leaving for Paris like in a few hours. So I've just been bopping around. And in the span of these 3 days since being in the city, I've been trying to do everything and more in preparation for this trip, because we're going to be going to places that are warm and then places that are cold. So there's so many different outfits that I need to plan for, but also we can only bring one checked bag. So trying to fit winter and summer clothes into like a bag and a half has been kind of challenging. I had to run a bunch of errands, go to Target, Sephora, Uniqlo. Their stuff is so good. You guys, if you have not been to Uniqlo recently, you have to go. They have the best like basics that are high quality and for a good price. And I'm hooked. And also had to get my nails done, drop off stuff at Goodwill, go to my laser appointment, just like all these girly things that like men don't have to worry about, which is just funny. But I had to do all of that. So I've been running around. And I've also had a lot on my plate with like work that I'm trying to make sure I get done. And then the last thing is Pedro and I have started officially wedding planning. If you guys don't know, Pedro and I decided to have basically two wedding ceremonies. So we got engaged in March and then we eloped in Hawaii. We did like a family elopement in Hawaii in May, which was so beautiful. It was just like a small ceremony with an officiant. And our parents and my brother was there too with his girlfriend. And we did that in Hawaii in May. And we always knew we wanted to do a smaller intimate ceremony with our parents because we are family friends and we wanted to have a moment to honor the fact that like now we are officially family. So that's what we did in May. And we've been married already. But now we're planning a bigger wedding, which we're so excited for. That's going to be in Brazil basically next summer at the like second half of next year. And I have been procrastinating doing this wedding planning for so long because I was in perfectionism mode and I was like, I need to have all the perfect ideas and everything has to go perfectly. And instead I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start. And because Pedro's family and my families were together for Thanksgiving, it was the perfect opportunity. We got so much done. Things move really quickly in Brazil with wedding planning. So we already booked so many different services and got so much done, which is really exciting. So next year, there's going to be a lot of wedding stuff going on, like wedding dress shopping and my bachelorette trip with my bridesmaids and my friends. And just like, I'm so excited and I'm really looking forward to doing all of that next year. And I'm really trying to tap into having fun with the process. So those are all of my updates. That was a little bit of a long intro, but here we are. Let's dive into the episode. Let's talk about time and let's get growing. I'll see you guys on the other side. All right, so why do I want to talk about time? For a few different reasons, actually. I feel like the concept of time has always been something that I think about a lot. And I remember a couple of months ago in my therapy session, my therapist had me do this exercise where she had me like center myself and take a few deep breaths. And then she just cued me like a few different words and then had me say like one word or a phrase that I associated with that thing. And when she told me the word time, I said running out, which was kind of dark, to be honest. But that's how I've always felt about time. It's like I never have enough time. I'm always rushing. I'm always running from one place to the other. I always have too much on my plate. And what that was causing for me was that if someone needed to help them with something or something like that last minute, or if I was doing something and then they interrupted me to ask me for help with something, like let's say like my mom needed help with like an errand or something, I would get very triggered and annoyed almost because I felt like I never had enough time and I always had too much to do in too little time. And that's just been something that I've learned about myself, that I have this like lack mindset around time. And so learning to feel more abundant with time and to think about time differently has been something I've been trying to do over the last few months. And I was listening to another podcast or a YouTube video actually earlier today. I can't remember which of the two. And something that was said in this podcast is you don't waste time really because time goes by with or without you, right? Like time is always going by. Like every second, every minute, like time is going by. And you can't control that. You cannot change that. Like time is going to pass. Because of that, there is not really this concept of wasting time. And I thought that was really, really interesting as well, because a lot of the time, how many times am I going to say time on this episode? There are many instances where we feel like there's not enough time. And that might be, you know, because we feel like we're trying to do too many things. There's a lot on our plate. We're overwhelmed. Or we just feel like the year goes by really fast. And it just feels like time is going by faster and faster every year. And I think what this has all made me think about is the importance of being really, really present and being really, really intentional and thoughtful and grateful for every experience that you're having and for the timing that it's happening in and being really grateful for what's going on right now. Because a lot of the times we want time to go by faster or we want to be in the next chapter. We're trying to rush things and things are taking the time that they're going to take. And I saw a TikTok recently that was basically saying like, if a man is lucky, he gets 75 years to live. Obviously, this can change. It can be more, it can be less, right? But this is what the TikTok was saying. If you got 75 years to live, you essentially get 75 summers, 75 winters, 75 autumns, and 75 springs. And so every season that you experience is unique and is never going to be repeated. So this winter, for example, that we're living through right now, if you're in the northern hemisphere, that is, but if you're in the southern hemisphere, the summer, it's only going to be this summer. It's only going to be this season. It's only going to happen once. And so many of us are like in the winter, so like dreadful and resentful and wishing and hoping for summer to come faster. But it's one of, let's say 75, it's one of a kind, and you're not going to have this again. Because maybe next winter, in a year from now, you're going to be in a completely different place of life. You're going to be living in a completely different space or working a different job or in a different relationship or in a different life situation. Therefore, it's really, really important to cherish life how it is right now. Even if it's hard, there's still things that you can find that can be glimmers of positivity or things to be grateful for, things to be appreciated, because they're fleeting. Everything is impermanent. Nothing is completely permanent in our lives. And that's what time teaches us. Time goes by with or without us. And therefore, everything is fleeting. Every day is fleeting. And that's something I've been thinking about so much. And that also applies to a lot of different things, like the concept of like our careers and where we're supposed to be at in our career in our 20s or in our 30s or later on in our lives, or like where we're supposed to be at when we're in college, like in terms of like where we think we're going with our careers and things like this. It's like every year that passes, you learn more and more about yourself and your interests and what you like doing for work and what you don't like and what matters to you when it comes to how you spend your time at work. Like all of these things evolve and change as you evolve and change. And therefore, enjoy where you're at right now. Enjoy the timing that you're in. Enjoy the moment in time that you're in within your job, because it is teaching you something. And it is really cool to be in different stages. Like the more you evolve within one specific job, the more things you learn about that job, the better you get at it. It's inevitable. You know, as long as you keep showing up. But sometimes it's nice being a beginner, and it's nice being excited to learn, and every single stage matters. And one day you're going to look back and you're going to realize that this moment was so essential in the whole trajectory of your career, for example. And the choices that you're making today will matter and will be a part of your story and will be a part of your timeline, which is being built right now. And so enjoy it. Enjoy the moments of the in-betweens. Enjoy the moments of not really knowing. And then something else that I've been thinking a lot about regarding time is our relationships. Like I've just been thinking a lot about like my relationship with my family and with Pedro, and just realizing that like our relationships also happen in stages and phases and moments. And the moments that you're living right now, like they are fleeting. Like for example, this trip that I'm going to have right now with Pedro, like this is a once in a lifetime moment. There's not going to be another winter where we're doing this exact itinerary, and that's going to happen in the exact way that it's going to happen. And so I want to make sure that I really, really enjoy every second, every moment, because it's not like it's going to repeat itself, right? It's the same thing. Like when you see a shooting star, like you only see that shooting star once in that moment, and then it's gone. And you can either like take a moment and appreciate it and enjoy it and appreciate the beauty, or you can just like overlook it. And I feel like sometimes we do overlook things, and we just think things are always going to be the same. We take things for granted. We take moments for granted because we forget that they're fleeting. And I think the 75 years analogy that I mentioned, like that story, right, of like, oh, if you get 75 years of life, you get 75 of each season. Like if you think about it that way, it's like it can be a little bit morbid maybe, but it's important to think of it that way sometimes, because it helps you realize that things are fleeting. It helps you realize that things need to be appreciated. And this whole concept of like taking things for granted, right? It's more so in the sense of like kind of deluding yourself that it's always going to be this way when it's actually not. And when you realize that everything is fine. Like you realize that your timeline is fine and that there's things to be appreciated. Like, for example, in my life right now, being 6 months into being married, being a year into entrepreneurship, living with Pedro in Brooklyn, and living in the same city as my best friend, and all these different things that are going on, like, who knows how it's going to be in 5 years? Like, who knows what my career is going to be like exactly, what my family dynamic is going to be like? Like, am I going to have a pet? Am I going to be family planning? Like, I'm going to be in a different stage of life. Like, am I still going to be in New York? Am I still going to be living in the same city as my best friend? Like, I don't know. But I also do know that it's going to be different. Like, there's no way that it's going to be the exact same, because a year ago, I was a month into entrepreneurship. I was not married. I was not engaged. I had just left my part-time job. I was living in Midtown. Like, I was living in Manhattan. I was in a completely different stage of life. Completely different. And I remember last year, around the same time, around the end of the year, I was thinking the same thing. Because the December before that, I was living in New York for 3 months. I was working a 9-to-5 corporate job in marketing. I was long distance from Pedro. I had just graduated college. Like, things change every single year. And it just kind of goes back to this concept that time is going by and every moment is fleeting and everything is temporary. And it's just really important to take stock of that. So if you're someone who feels like you're constantly rushing to get to the next season of life, who's constantly rushing to the next thing, who's constantly running around, like feeling all over the place or moving really quickly through things or not taking stock really over your ad or always feeling resentful of where you're at and looking around at everyone else and comparing yourself and getting caught up in these loops of, why is it not happening fast enough? I hope that you're able to take a step back and just realize that it's fine. And things are happening in their own timelines and they're happening in this timing for a reason. And it's okay, because in a year, it's gonna be different. Like, I can promise you that in a year, it's gonna be different. And if you've been feeling stagnant, you can trust that in 5 years, it's gonna be different. Like, things will change and you're gonna change and your relationships are gonna change and your career is gonna change and where you live might change, unless you own a house and you plan on being there forever. Like, especially when you're in your 20s, like, things are always changing. And realizing this and realizing that change is inevitable helps you also remember that it's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Things are gonna be fine. You're fine. And taking a moment to remember all of this can really change your perspective. It can help you tap into an attitude of gratitude. It can help you slow down. It can help you smell the roses, right? Like, see things in a different light. And that's what matters the most. So yeah, this is something that has been on my mind. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about. It's been causing a lot of inner growth for me. And so I just had to hop on and talk to you guys about it, because I'm sure I'm not the only one. So if this is something that resonates with you, definitely let me know in the Q&A box on Spotify or message me on Instagram and share your thoughts, because I do love chatting with you guys and I try my best to always answer every DM. So do share that with me. And remember that this is a unique moment in time and it's worthy of your gratitude and of your presence. So take it in. I hope that going into this holiday season and the end of year, that you remember all your growth that you've experienced this year and stay present and stay grounded in the fact that this is a unique moment and it deserves to be appreciated. I love you guys. I will see you guys in the next episode. I will make sure to do another solo episode around the things that I've learned this year as well. So stay tuned for that. And let me know if you guys have any requests. I might take a couple of weeks off from the podcast while I'm traveling. That's TBD, but we'll see how that goes. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you all. Bye for now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.